Trip like this, gotta have baggage, trip like this. Gotta have cash, get a gift like this. Gotta have sex, just trip like this. Got a little money, get the drip like this. Icebox drip my wrist. Walk up in the club and I drip on a beat. You know I'ma pee, I might pimp on a beat. Got a little money, get the drip like this. Drip like this, drip like this. Got a little money, get the drip like this. Drip like this, drip like this. Walk up in the club and I drip on a beat.
Sports fans, welcome back to the Dez and BA Sports Talk Show on Dump the Juice Radio.
Hold on, baby.
Week 9.
There you go.
Week 8 is in the books. World Series, man. Golly, what a good ending to a World Series, man.
I ain't like it.
I hate it or love it. He don't like it because he was going for the got dog on Astros and they let him down.
Well, who you were going? I couldn't tell which team you were with. You picked
picked
team,
Astros in 6.
And you want another team to win.
And I rooted for the Nationals the entire time.
So you be covered on both ends.
Both ends, man. Nah, but listen. That was awesome to me, man. Game 7, man.
The best team definitely won.
Best team won. Period.
They won. They
I
hot.
Even checked a little bit of that.
Well, I ain't going to say the best team won. The hot team won.
Best team won.
The hot team won.
Best team won.
The hot team won.
Best team won. You know why I say the best team won?
Nah, they're not better.
It don't matter. In that situation, on the road,
the
game 7.
The hot team won.
How can you say they were hot? They were caught. They had lost 3 in a row before they went back to Texas.
What that mean?
They lost 3
in a row. They had just won 2 in a row before they went there.
They went back over there and won
two. They was hot, bottom line. For the last 3 months, they was the hottest team in baseball.
Listen.
And that baseball hotness matters over everything.
The team that peaked at the right time won the World Series.
Yeah,
period.
That's where you would be though in baseball.
And you won't see a season like the Nationals put together for a long time, man.
Yeah, it won't be a season like
God,
that.
They got special guests in the house, man. You got Kenny Mack, a Raven extraordinaire. I'm talking about a Ray Lewis, diehard, just black and purple, just up and down. He just ate up with it, man.
That's it.
Ate up with it. Old Raven fan, man. Bold prediction. Yeah,
big
in the
week.
House.
We got a big week this week.
He don't talk no baseball, but man, he on that football. He ain't here for football because they ain't here with a big week. They got the Patriots, man, undefeated. Got Lamar Jackson hosting them, boy. What they going to do, Matt?
We got to get the L, man. We got to get the L.
You going to knock them off?
Going to knock them off.
Knock them off, man. They say y'all running game going to be unstoppable.
And we got a few tricks we going to show up, man. We going to pull it. We can't tell y'all everything. We got to let y'all just watch the game.
Y'all going to need 2 turnovers to go along with whatever y'all got.
We don't have that.
Y'all can play a perfect game and still need 2 turnovers to beat them Patriots.
It's going to be tough.
That's all I'm saying. You got to have it.
Got to have it.
Got to have it. Y'all try to get Jamal Adams, man.
I saw that.
That's crazy. Okay. The Ravens. They came in and said the Ravens had made a bigger push than the Cowboys did.
Oh, okay.
They made it like it was just the Cowboys, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But no, they said the Ravens had made a bigger push. And the crazy thing about it is Jets turned down the first round. The man didn't get traded. I don't know what happened with the Ravens, but they said he didn't get traded to Jerry Jones and the Cowboys over a 3rd or 4th round pick. It wasn't about the 1st round pick. They had already offered that up.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody know how Belichick and Tom going to do, man. They're going to bring some stuff we ain't never seen. We just got to react, man. Play smart football.
They say he secretly went asking for a trade, right?
Nah, he said that's a lie.
Yeah, but that's what they want him to say now that he didn't get traded.
Nah, he says a lie. He said he sat down with him, had a meeting with him, saying he wanted to be there because he heard the rumors and all that stuff. And then they still went shopping behind his back. That's what he upset about. Okay. But it's a business. Everybody know ain't no loyalty in that business, man.
Yeah,
it's not football.
If Jalen Ramsey can be traded, anybody can.
We sure wish we could have got him, man.
Yep. The only thing that kind of shocked me was he said that the Patriots don't take calls on Tom Brady and the Rams don't take calls on Aaron Donald. Like, he elevated himself to that status?
Well, he ain't. He must ain't got the memo yet, but he's not on that level. He's a great.
But as it relates to the Jets team, is he on that level when it comes down to
it? No, he's still not. No, he's not.
He's untouchable for the Jets?
He's replaceable.
Man, see, let's think about this. More and more, we kind of did a comparison.
Only player that's at that position that had that type of value was Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu.
Especially the safety.
And he ain't got there yet. Yeah. He good, and he got an upside, but he's nowhere near.
And this is both because me and you both gave him high praise. Several weeks ago, at the start of the season, we gave him high praise because we looked at the money Landon Collins got. Did he play in the NFL this year?
Yeah, I mean, Landon Collins, that's why the Giants let him go. They let him walk. They didn't even get compensated.
Does Landon Collins play in the National Football League this year?
No.
I don't know.
He's not in there. Cause why?
I don't know if he played in the league or not.
Yeah.
So, but we compared him to Jamal Adams, and we were like, Jamal is more of a monster because Jamal can do a little bit of everything.
A little bit of play in the box, play back.
He's not great in coverage, but he can play it.
He can play it.
Landon Collins can't cover.
Can't cover. He's just a
straight box safety.
He's just an enforcer.
They want to put Jamal Adams in that box safety thing. No, it's the fact of you can't discredit him because he can play down on the line and box and blitz and all that stuff. You can't discredit his other skills because he can do that. Don't make him a box safety.
Yeah,
he's an all around guy, and he's gonna get his money. He's gonna get paid. Don't get me wrong. He's gonna get paid.
He's gonna get it from somebody.
Yeah, he's gonna get paid. But
why he come on over with them Steelers?
Yeah, man, I love trying to get somebody with Steelers, man. Your boy Minka got two more picks, man. He leading y'all in picks.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying.
I like y'all running back. I like O'Connor.
He can hurt. Play besides him.
Jay O'Connor stay hurt though, man.
We can play beside him.
Who Minka and ooh, that'd be tough though, man.
So what you think the plan gonna be, man? We gonna pass the ball with Lamar.
Man, the Ravens
I think we're gonna do ground zero, man. We're gonna run the ball.
Ravens catching 3.5 at home, hosting the Pats.
Man, you gotta take the Patriots on that game.
I mean,
the point spread.
I am just because of the
low spread with the Patriots.
That's why I look at a low spread.
But you gotta look at history, though, man. History always had the Ravens beating the Patriots. Though.
Yep,
history.
But also in a situation like that, when it was in the heyday, the Ravens could
always beat the Pats.
Could always beat them, but they couldn't beat the Steelers. And the Steelers could beat the Patriots, but couldn't beat the Pats.
Yeah,
right. So it's a little bit different. They're saying that the Ravens gonna win this division running away. Here's the funny thing about it.
They can't say that.
That's what they're saying. But here's the funny thing about it is
how
Pittsburgh's 2 games behind you, and if you lose to the Patriots, Pittsburgh's getting a guaranteed win this weekend.
That's how
y'all got?
We got the Colts.
No, you're right. So, Pittsburgh's going to be knocked off again. So, if the Ravens win this game, you'll go up 3, and you won that division.
Right.
This weekend. If you beat the Patriots, and Pittsburgh gets knocked
off. If they beat the Patriots, they going to win this division, period.
Period.
Yeah, that's what
it was. Whether we win or not.
Period.
But I don't see either one of them happening.
Everybody want to see the new team win, man. They want to see them Ravens back there, man.
Ravens are a new team, man.
They don't need you sugarcoating it. You do not think the Ravens are going to beat them Patriots. And you know.
I think they're going to beat them, yeah.
I'm talking about Dez.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, don't sugarcoat it.
But I told Matt that off air. I said,
yeah. I lost a lot of money with my team. Again, I get tired of losing it. I think this is my time to win this year.
But you be doing them impulse bets.
You picking the wrong game, though.
Yeah, you need to prey on some people. Don't pick Belichick. You trying to go up against the monster, man. The real boogeyman.
He 41 years old, same age as us, man. I'm 42. It's time for father time. I'm caught up with that man.
It ain't going to happen this
time. Hey, it's going to happen.
Hey, he built differently than us because I got to bed every morning and say to myself, man, if I had to go play a high school football game, I wouldn't be able to make it. Much less this man playing in the NFL at 41. Ain't no way. He a bad boy.
He bad. I respect him.
He a bad boy.
He
a bad
boy.
Yeah, you touch him, you
don't know how to play all that. Just the fact of him moving around and running and playing at a high speed like that, getting himself ready to play a game at 41 years old is saying a lot because my body feels it every single day.
Well, Lamar, 22, 23?
Something like that.
You know, he's going to run. He's going to do some running now.
Lamar going to do his thing. Lamar going to do it. It's just the fact of it's only a matter of time. It's not a negative with the black quarterback or the athletic quarterback. It's just a matter of time if you playing a gladiator sport like in the NFL, you're going to get hit. You're going to roll an ankle. You're going to land wrong. It's just going to happen. And then they're going to say, oh, it's because he runs too much. No, it's inevitable. If I'm swimming in the creek and it's got alligators in the creek, I'm liable to get attacked by an alligator at some point in time, right?
Right.
They may not bite my head off. They may not bite my arm off. But I'm going to get attacked by them, right?
Yeah, and they're going to bite all that off.
I'm going to get scarred up a little bit.
No, ain't no little bit. If you get caught in that water, you're going to be a dead man.
That's it. So that's what you're doing.
I think we at Baltimore.
You're running the ball like that.
We in Baltimore, man. We're going to have a good chance of winning this game. And it's going to go over.
So for the record, Baltimore's catching 3.5 at home.
And I definitely like the Patriots.
They're catching 3.5. So I will go on record and say that I feel like Baltimore will have a lead in this game at some point in time. But
can we, you know how it be,
can man. You maintain? Can you throw the ball on third down when you need to? Can you get that third along? Because they're gonna put you in. Because they're gonna put some heat on Lamar. Belichick is not gonna let Lamar chew him up.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going on record saying this. If you catch these doggone Ravens and they lose and Pittsburgh win this week, that division finna come back this way. Uh-oh. That's all I'm going to say. Man. I'm going to put that on the record. And you can say what you want to say.
Man,
by high
don't even let him get a rise out of you with this, because we ain't even having that conversation. They trash. Pittsburgh is trash.
What I Big Ben, B.A.
Pittsburgh is trash. You beat trash. Miami could beat y'all.
No.
Miami could
beat y'all. We trash, right?
Miami could beat y'all.
We trash at 3-4.
Yeah.
So what that's saying about
the Titans at 4-4.
Right.
We won game better than y'all. That's what it means.
No, that means y'all are trash too.
Okay, that's cool. I ain't blaming my team. You in denial about it.
Top of the box, Cleveland beat us. You know, they beat us, 40-25 in the regular season. Oh, y'all, New England beat Cleveland. You can't compare. Every game played different.
Every matchup is different. Listen, man, I ain't bragging about the Titans. We in the bottom of our division. We are dead last. We're fourth in our division.
We owned the Colts when Peyton Manning was on the team. So what's going to make it different now? We owned them Patriots when they had the best quarterback, one of the best to play the game.
Matt, do you hear this dude over here? So you basically guaranteeing a win this weekend?
I'm basically guaranteeing we're going to beat them.
Sports fans, Dumpster Juice Radio subscribe.
I'm guaranteeing.
Do y'all hear this fool over here talking about they're going to beat Jacoby Brissett and them Colts?
Okay.
Like Mac ain't going to run wild on his defense.
Man, you know ain't nobody running wild on our defense.
Yeah, the Colts are going to maul y'all, man.
You think?
Yes, I know this. Okay. They're going to maul. I watched y'all the other night, man. Y'all are terrible.
Man. Well, how bad can we be? They didn't score no more points. They ain't score since the first quarter.
And the Dolphins basically.
I don't care what you say. They score 14 points in the first quarter.
How can a team that be up 14-0 to start the game in the first quarter
score? They broke your little heart. They couldn't hold on to that lead.
That ain't break my heart because I
said. Yeah, you did. Oh, you thought we were finna get knocked out. Quit.
You didn't get damn text from me.
No, because you didn't want to jinx it. You didn't want to mess nothing up. I was waiting on that text, too.
I didn't text you nothing. I
knew. Because you thought that was going to save you, but it didn't. They stole 14 points in the first quarter and didn't score no more that game.
Listen, man.
And you talking about the Miami Dolphins. They couldn't score. We gave them the ball on the 20 when we turned it over.
Man, that was terrible.
Come back and win.
And I just don't see a guy that ran Belichick's defense being that doggone sorry on defense. This man called a timeout. A timeout on 3rd and 22. He calls a timeout. Comes out of the timeout instead of playing soft coverage with 30-something seconds left in the half. This man sends a zero blitz.
And beautiful. Like socks on a rooster.
Why the left side cornerback didn't take the crossover route when it's only a 3-man route?
Man, we don't want to talk about that. That's water under the bridge. Man, they lost.
Be happy, man.
Of course, I'm happy.
And towards the end down there, if Fitzpatrick didn't get that the turnover, man, they still had a chance to fight with y'all, man. But it is what it is. Y'all lost, man.
Had a chance to fight. Not win, but fight.
They had a chance, man.
They fought in the first quarter.
So Big Ben out for the year.
He done.
Special
sports friend. We have a special guest, Medusa, in the building. Anyway, man. So BA guaranteeing the Colts win.
I don't know about them, BA.
Nick, you want to go on record and shoot this down? He guaranteeing the Steelers gonna beat the Colts. Not happy. They're trash, ain't you?
Yeah.
There you go. Bottom line, it's not happening, man.
Listen.
Why do you think y'all going to beat the Colts? Please, honestly, just out of jokes aside, why do you think? Give me the game plan. Give me the keys to victory. Why are y'all going to beat the Colts?
Because we the Steelers.
That's it?
That's it.
The man trying to go off name brand recognition. That's no work in the back.
We ain't, hey, I don't care what you say. But if you want to be honest, the last time I checked, quarterback playing than y'all do. Mason Rudolph is a lot better than Tannehill or Mariota.
That's the one we knocked up.
Man, knocked him to sleep.
Y'all knocked him out. He back in.
Like this here.
He back and better than ever.
Oh, man. Here he go, baby.
All I know is this. Just because they scare you up in that division, that don't mean they scare us.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You can't buy a win.
That did it wrong with that means.
Just because the Titans.
Tell the truth though, he might even dead.
Hey man, listen, sports fan.
Just because the Titans can't beat them, don't mean the Steelers can't.
He want to relate everything to what the Titans and what the Ravens
are. Now y'all can't beat them, boy, regardless of who they put out there.
We're gonna beat y'all can, this year.
When of that time the Titans done beat the Colts?
Man, they beat 11 in a row.
So you feel like that. We not built from the same cloth as y'all is. Y'all trash.
Listen, check it out. You know what I'm doing?
We Teflon.
Here we go. Oh, y'all Teflon?
Yeah. We tough.
Man, don't you owe me a lunch already for this year? Yeah.
On what? You can't tell me what we bet.
One of them games y'all lost.
But what game was it?
Tonight I'm going to go back and listen to the podcast.
Go back and listen
to it. You owe me lunch already. So check this out. This man sitting here acting like they Teflon. B.A.
I'm just telling you.
Mason Rudolph cannot go win you no ball game, man.
He did it Monday night.
Who y'all play? Burst Across High School?
We played our professional team.
Who y'all play? Green County?
We played a professional team.
Man, come on, man.
That's all I know.
Man, Pearl River Wildcats?
So you telling me Mason Rudolph ain't better than Ryan Tannehill?
No.
Man, you crazy.
No. And you know I don't like no Ryan Tannehill or Mariota.
You crazy.
No, he ain't proven intent. No, he
ain't got to be. You just be discriminating against the young quarterback.
Man, lot of
but Ryan Tannehill ain't proven. And he been in the league 10 years.
And I'm not bragging about Ryan Tannehill.
So you got a scrub quarterback.
He is. I agree with you on that.
Right. But Mason Rudolph is a young quarterback with an upside.
What about Lamar Jackson?
Monster. He got an upside.
Upside?
What? Yeah, he got an upside.
Oh, okay.
What? I mean, what?
So, is Lamar Jackson a viable MVP candidate?
Of course not.
Why not?
Because he ain't.
Why? Because he's a black athletic quarterback?
No, because he can't pass. When can he pass? He
winning your division.
So that means everybody
in your division, scrap.
You're right.
Okay, then.
Our division is down.
Just like Kenny Mack just said.
We got players banged up.
Yeah, just like Kenny Mack just said. If Lamar Jackson beats Tom Brady, what you gonna say then?
I'm gonna say the same thing I've been saying.
What?
He just a solid quarterback. He a solid quarterback. I take him right now.
He'll force to be reckoned with.
Man, I don't want to hear that.
You hyping
that up and you know it ain't going to work.
Hey.
That running quarterback, when has it worked?
When have we given an opportunity to work?
Michael Vick played for a long time.
Steve Young played for a long time.
Michael Vick didn't win nothing. He played for a long time.
He's his favorite quarterback, though.
Who? Lamar? Lamar. Oh, yeah. Man, listen. That's nobody I like watching more than him in the NFL. Lamar Jackson is excitement, man.
Yeah, he's but excited. You got to be able to read coverages. That's the problem I have.
He pass the ball. They were saying he couldn't pass the ball for the season.
He can throw. He not nothing like a Tebow or nothing.
Man, I just got a text from y'all boy Bull. Bull said the Astros bullpen cost him the championship last night.
No, the coaching cost the bullpen.
Man, Matt, we got to revert back to baseball real quick. That's kind of how we do. You know, we ain't scripted, man. Since we our own show, we ain't listen to nobody else. We can go unscripted. Back to that. So, you think A.J. Hinch screwed that up?
Yes, he should have brung in Gerrit Cole.
Right after he took out?
Right out the bat.
See, Greggy.
That's the same thing the Nationals did. And that's what he's supposed to do.
They put in, they started, they put Corbin in right now.
I don't even know why
have Gerrit Cole warming up if you're not going to put him in after taking Greggy out? Second of all, why take Greggy out? Greggy ain't gave up.
And then after the fact, they start, the announcer started saying, well, when they get a lead, we're going to see Gerrit Cole.
You can't play like that.
What? You ain't getting no lead. Your lead gone.
You can't play like that. You had a lead when you decided not to put him in the game.
That's when you're supposed to put him in now, when you had the lead.
That's what I say, man. This man, but Greg, I'm going to go a step further.
Now, you had to take Greg out. Bottom line, he was tired. He was grinding. He was grinding hard out there.
No, that's the way he pitched. He pitched like that.
Greinke
was not even at a. He wasn't at 90 pitches. He wasn't even. He was like, I think 73 the last time I looked at his count. And Greinke was throwing 66 mile an hour curveballs and changeups, so he couldn't have been tired. I just think Greinke could have got through that inning. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I didn't mind him going.
But regardless, I'm going to put Cole in when I take Greinke out.
Because at that point, he's your best guy. He's your best pitcher. He's your Mariano Rivera coming out the bullpen.
Yeah.
Because you ain't got any other game he can start.
You can't risk trying to get to him. You just got to get to him.
I honestly think this right here. This is what I think. I think he should have actually took Greinke out in between innings.
Instead of letting him come out to that play in.
And this is what I said when I was watching. I was saying, sign of trouble, they're going to take him out.
He had went through the lineup too many times.
Yeah, I think it was just time for him to come out. But like he should have went in there and said, that was your last inning. And brought Gerrit Cole to finish the game. Period. Finish the whole game.
Not let. I looked at it. I said, man.
They was up 3-1. 2-1. What was it?
2-0.
They should have brought Gerrit Cole.
You can't let Rendon time you up three times when you know you ain't got nothing to overpower.
Yeah, I mean,
back before that, he struck Rendon out on an inside fastball, 89 miles an hour.
Yeah, but that ain't gonna happen. You know,
it ain't gonna happen twice.
I mean, what they got out of Greinke was superb pitching, and you can't push it no further.
Man, do you realize taking him out the game ruined his stat line?
Nah, ain't no stat line. He don't care about a stat line in the World Series. He wanted the dub.
Yeah, he wanted the dub. I'm saying it ruined it. It honestly did, man.
Nah, it didn't ruin what he did. my whole thing was.
You know, he ended up getting six and a third, five hits, two runs.
But my whole thing was this right here. I didn't trust Verlander none in the World Series. And that's what hurt him. You can blame it on one particular thing in that game, but Verlander is the reason why they didn't win. Because they couldn't trust him as a starter to go out and just make it through a game with the lead.
Here's the issue I have with it. If you got a game 7 at home with Verlander going for you and you can't win that game, you don't deserve to win.
I mean, but listen, that I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That
you got Verlander at home.
He been shaky, man.
He's 0-6 in the World Series.
I did not.
But I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, Verlander's arm to me, his velocity and stuff looked good last night.
But that don't never be his problem. It ain't
look good last night.
Verlander's problem ain't never been his velocity. You think that was his? I ain't never had no problem with his velocity in none of his games, but it's just something about the World Series.
He can't miss bats.
He just can't miss. It the numbers don't be lying, man.
He can't miss bats.
He just can't get a. He can't get a win in the World Series. That's just the bottom line. I didn't trust him. In Game 6, series wasn't supposed to make it to Game 7.
But when he got that lead, he supposed to roll with it.
Yeah, that's what
he couldn't lock down the very next thing.
He couldn't do it. That's what killed him.
Greinke picks his butt off last night. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was frustrated watching. Like I was mad as a hitter watching that game last night.
He picks it sideways.
He throwing 66 mile an hour, big curveball, big looping curve.
Everything he had.
Man, Greinke filled his position. Greinke gave him. He gave him $30 million worth of pitching last night, man.
Yeah, I mean.
He really did. That was a $72 million matchup last night in the pitching, Matt. $72 million between two players.
Then checked it out, the Houston Astros pitching. I've seen him pitching sideways.
The guy come in the game, sloppy. He gave up the lead, man.
But do you realize what he did last night, the night before?
I didn't.
He threw a pitch, the same thing. Got jumped on, gave up a home run last night, the night before.
Oh, Lord.
So they put him back in the, look, Harris, they put him back in the game.
With no confidence.
They put it back in the game. This is who you took. I don't understand what Hinch was doing. I don't know what he was. He put it back in the game, and he gave up. In five pitches, he gave up the lead.
I know. I've seen it. That two-run homer, and then that bomb by
Howard Kendrick.
The bomb by Rendon, and then the other.
No, Rendon hit his off Greinke. Pull Greinke, okay. Put him in, and then Howard Kendricks go down the line off of. And then, for good measure, before he go leave the game, guess what? He gives up another single before he gets out of there.
But the thing is this right here. Okay. You gave up a homer to Rendon. Okay. Greinke.
You're still up 2-1.
You're still up 2-1. We don't care about that. We're not expecting to shut you out.
No.
We just want to win. Score some runs.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But then, now you're going to get one off this big dog coming out this bullpen. This Madison Bumgarner from about, what, 3-4 years ago.
That's what I said.
How many came in and pitched?
5 against the Royals. 5. Came, look, 2 days after he pitched, 8.
You ain't been hitting, go hit him and score your run, and we'll live with it
because you can't hit it.
You can't hit it.
So, Bochy said, this is what they said. They said, is Madison Bumgarner available for 3 outs on the back end of this game if you have a lead? And Bochy said, Madison Bumgarner is available for when we need him tonight. And so his starter came out the game, Bochy went to him, and didn't put him out the game. He finished the game 5 innings.
Just true grit, man.
We ain't got it.
That's what he should have did with Gary, man. I can't believe he didn't do it.
Gave up 1 hit, 5 innings.
Yeah.
Close up the World Series.
Now you got that man warming up, and he never got the lead.
He mad. You know, he ain't hurt. He mad. Uh-uh. Oh, you ain't seen TV today. He's pissed. Gary Cole says he is pissed because he was available and ready and felt good last night, was confident. He wanted to be in the game.
I know he did.
He wanted to be in the game last night. He's mad. So they let me know that Gary Cole will not be a Houston Astro.
Yeah, he ain't going to play that.
He mad. He hot. He hot, man. Man, let's get back into this rundown, man. Week 9, man. We have a little debate here. Kenny Mack is in the building. Kenny Mack wanted his Ravens to win, you know. He overextended out here. He got a whole bunch of bets out here on the Ravens. A
bunch of bets on the team, man.
I'm going to go ahead and put that line on there, man. New England +3.5. No, New England -3.5 at Baltimore. I'm going to say New England 27, Baltimore 21. I'm giving New England a cover, man.
I heard you.
Give me your score, Matt.
33-27 Ravens.
33-27 Ravens. B.A.?
I'm going to go 31-14 Patriots.
To blow them out. With the cover. With the blowout.
With the cover.
Blowout.
Cover.
Blowout. He kind of cleaned it up by saying cover. He gave out a blowout, Matt.
Smothered and cover.
Dice chop. Damn,
dang. Smothered and covered.
Sour cream on side.
Double chunk.
God. Double chunk.
that's disrespectful.
Man, that's disrespectful, man.
Oh,
Carolina Panthers, man. Carolina Panthers giving the Tennessee Titans 4. Panthers -4. Tennessee in Carolina. I'm going Tennessee Titans 28. Carolina Panthers 24. Titans +4 for the win. B.A.? I know you're going Panthers. Give me your score.
28-21 Panthers.
Matt?
I'm going to ride with them Panthers, man. They're at home. Probably 28-24, something like that.
28-24. So y'all both give Panthers a cover. I give Titans +4 the cover. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and James Winston, they are traveling out to Seattle with the 12th man. 12th man -6. I like the Bucs. +6. And the reason why, because the Bucs can score with anybody. They just can't stop nobody. So, I give them a good chance to cover that game. I'm going to put that as a, I'm going to make that a, I'm going to go high scoring that game. Man. I'm going to say 35.
Who the Bucs got?
Seahawks.
Man, they're going to run away.
Man, Seahawks ain't playing too well. Either.
I'm taking the Bucs.
Nah, but I'm still taking
the Seahawks. I'm taking the Bucs.
What
but
spread?
It's
9.5.
Right? Seahawks -6. So okay. I'm taking the Bucs. I'm going 28. I'm gonna go 31-28 Seahawks. Bucs with the cover.
I'm going 21-17 Bucs with the cover. Seattle ain't really been playing.
23-17.
Bucs with the cover?
Yeah, Bucs with the cover.
Big game, big division game, man. Houston, Texas down in Jacksonville. Houston -1.5 at Jacksonville.
Man, forget it. I'm taking the Jags. Forget the man. I'm tired of taking them Texans and they ain't doing that, man.
Texans ain't gonna lose 2 in a row. They got to bounce back.
Man, I don't want to hear.
So I'm gonna go.
We got a low scoring game though.
I think so too. Yeah. I'm gonna say. I'm going to say 21-17 Texans.
He ain't going to be that high.
Texans minus 1.5.
Nah, I'm going to say 17-14.
Jags?
Jags win.
I'm going to Texans 17-13, 14, something like that.
Texans.
Jags going to win. Texans going to win.
All right.
Minshew Mania.
Minshew Mania, man. Fear the mustache. It's
going to be a low-scoring game.
Washington Redskins travel up to upstate New York. Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills minus 10. Hosting the Redskins. I just don't have any faith in the Redskins.
I don't have no faith in the Buffalo Bills either. But I definitely don't have no faith in the Redskins.
But can I give them a cover? No.
Nah, I still say they ain't going to cover. It's going to be 16-3, and I'm taking Buffalo.
Well, they'll cover then.
Who?
Buffalo's Buffalo. What's minus 10. Buffalo minus 10.
No. I'm going to go 13-3. 13-6.
Washington with the cover?
Yes, sir. No, hell no. Washington ain't covering shit.
And minus 10, you go 13-6, that's a cover.
No, they going. Well, I said it right the first time.
So you, yeah.
I said 16-3 in Buffalo. Buffalo. Okay. That's what I said.
16-3 in Buffalo. Back. Buffalo with 10 point cover. Matt?
I think I'm going to ride with the Bills, man.
Minus 10.
17-6, something like that.
17-6, Bills. I'm going to go, I'm going to go 14-7.
It's going to be a low scoring game.
I'm going to go 14-7, Redskins with the cover. I'm not going to give Buffalo the 10 points because Buffalo just cannot score. They got a good defense, though. There's no line on the Minnesota Vikings-Chiefs game. I'm taking Minnesota in that game regardless.
Who are they playing?
We'll just call it like a pick 'em. Minnesota at Kansas City. No Patrick Mahomes, so I'm calling. I'm picking Minnesota now.
I'm going to go with the Vikings.
New York Jets minus 3 at the Dolphins. Give me the Jets. That's going to be – listen. Don't be surprised if Miami beats the Jets. Don't be surprised.
Man, you've been trying to get Miami on win for 4 weeks now.
Bill will have a field day.
You done gave them boys a win 4 weeks in a row. And this gonna
I've been trying to give them a cover. I ain't giving them a win.
Yeah, somehow I thought
you picked them against us. All
right, listen. I'm so against Sam Darnold. I'm taking Miami Dolphins to win this game 17-14. Dolphins. I'm so against Sam Darnold, man.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen though.
Give me your pick. It's
what's the spread?
Jets minus 3 at Miami though.
Jets minus 3. I'm gonna go 24-17 Jets cover.
24-17 Jets.
It's gonna be a decent game, but it ain't.
It's gonna be something like 17-9, something like that.
17-9. Jets with the win.
Jets with the win.
Chicago Bears and their new quarterback at the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles minus 5.
Eagles minus.
Who they playing now?
Bears play the Eagles.
Man,
it's a janky game, but man,
it's a janky game too.
The Bears have a new quarterback, but I honestly, I'm not gonna sit
here. They might play better.
They're gonna play better with a new quarterback. So
they done lost 2 games.
Who they the new quarterback?
Somebody I don't even know.
What happened? What happened to Trubisky?
No, you know what? It didn't. I'm sorry. That's Denver that's doing that. Oh, now you say he's gonna stick with Trubisky.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm sorry. Trubisky gotta play better this weekend. But
Eagles, I still don't like the Eagles. But I don't like the Bears.
I definitely don't like the Bears. So I'm taking the Eagles, man.
I don't know what.
Their
defense ain't nothing. Their offense ain't nothing. And the Eagles is mediocre, average team.
I'm gonna go with Chicago on this one, bro.
I'm gonna take the points. I'm taking the points.
So you taking Chicago on the points?
I'm taking Chicago on the points. And because I don't know what the Eagles going to do, I don't know what the Bears going to do, so I'm taking the Bears.
This time they don't allow two straight. This time they're going to win.
What the point spread
defense is? Defense going to come through for them.
Eagles minus 5?
Okay, so I'm taking the minus 5. I'm taking them damn points. I'm taking them. I'm going to say 17-14.
Bears?
Eagles win.
Okay, so but don't Bears. Bears cover.
Yeah.
Matt?
I'm going with the Bears on the win, man. Defense going to show up. Their defense going to win the game.
That's one of the hardest games to
pick. 19-15, man.
That's a pretty evenly matched game because we don't know what's going on both sides.
Yeah, it's time for their defense to come through, man. I mean,
Chicago.
I'm going with Chicago.
Chicago done got.
They done allowed two straight, man.
So I'm gonna give
that game in Chicago too, ain't it?
I'm gonna give the Bears 13-10 win in overtime. I'm gonna take the points.
I gotta take the points.
I just don't. Carson Wentz and the Eagles are just.
I ain't nothing I want to hoop and holler about either.
I'm going to go 13-10 Bears winning in overtime. Man, the Colts Pittsburgh game is down to a pick'em. Pittsburgh hosting the Colts.
Right. Why are they?
Down to a pick. Give me the Colts 21. Give me the Colts 24-14 over the Steelers.
They're going to be an upset, man.
Forget that pick'em. I'm giving them a 10-point win, Colts.
I thought the Colts win by field goal, 23-20.
Colts by field goal, Matt. B.A. going to give us the Steelers scope since Steelers going to win this game.
I'm going to say Pittsburgh.
He bet with his
21-17, the Berg. Steel curtain wins.
21-17. And so we're going to put another lunch on this one, that.
You ain't putting no another lunch on that. Put a lunch on them Titans when they play.
He ain't too confident, is he, man?
Yeah, we playing with our four-string quarterback.
Oh, man, yeah.
You're trying to load up with a four-stringer.
Coach by 10. Another janky game, man. Detroit Lions, we talked about earlier. Detroit Lions travel to Oakland. Oakland minus two. I really don't have a dog in the hunt on this game, but John Gruden got Oakland playing harder, so Oakland minus two. Give me Oakland with a 3-point win, Oakland with the cover. I'm going to go Oakland 24, Detroit 21.
Man, what is it with Oakland, man? You just want to make Oakland be a decent team.
No, because
they are.
I disrespected them, and they just playing. They're not winning. This is a Super Bowl game for them this weekend. They got to win. They got to win.
What does that matter? You got to win every week, but do you win every week?
No, you don't, but they got to win.
Like Detroit.
I'm going to ride with the Lions.
I like Detroit 21-28. Cover.
Detroit Lions 29-21.
Okay, so both y'all giving them pretty decent cover.
Smother than cover.
Plus two. Cleveland Browns minus three at the Broncos. Give me the Browns. I'm going 20.
Flacco out.
Give me 24. Man, I'm going 24-6, Browns.
Yeah, Browns.
It'll be something like, about like that 23-10.
Broncos cover. Browns cover. They're gonna do something like 31-17.
They're gonna like Broncos, so.
Yeah.
I don't even know the name.
I'm so glad we got a little Racco Flacco, boy.
No, Flacco actually complained about the coaches and stuff. Yeah, that's why
he wanted to step up for
somebody. Got to hurry at this now. After he complained about the coaches and play calling and all that, get him on out of there. Them hot Green Bay Packers minus four traveling to the Chargers. Give me Green Bay Packers all day long. 28-17 Packers.
Yeah, they'll win by 12 or 13.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm gonna say Packers 35. The Chargers more for it ain't gonna come up with 24 points.
Did we pick the New England game already?
Yeah, I think so.
We did.
Nah, y'all gonna pick that New England. Let me know what that score gonna be.
New England minus 3.5 at the Ravens, man. Primetime game, 7:20 game.
Yeah, we did
NBC.
Yeah, we picked that already. We did. All right, 33-27.
Yeah. So scale back tonight's game, Thursday night football. I've been looking for a good. These Monday and Thursday night games have not been good this year at all. But we got the 49ers against the Cardinals. It's an exciting game because you got an undefeated team and you got Kyler Murray going up against them. But I don't think Kyler Murray going to have enough horsepower to stand in the kitchen.
They won't put up 14 points tonight.
I don't think so either, man. So that's the big game.
10, maybe a touchdown on the field.
San Francisco minus 10.5. Big spread in the NFL, which lets me know that you shouldn't always go with because it never works out.
Yeah, 21-10 big spread.
But in this situation here, man.
I don't like being spread with nobody.
This situation here, I'm going to go ahead and bite the bullet like you're not supposed to. I'm going to jump on the big spread. I'm going to give San Francisco a 35-14 win.
Yeah, I'm going to say 28-10.
I'll say something like around 24-10, something like that.
Does Kyler Murray pass for 200 yards in the game?
No. Oh, yeah.
Can he pass 200?
Yeah, he can pass 200. But
I don't believe he will.
Will he rush for over 50?
Nah, that I don't know.
Against his defense? Nah. Is Quan Alexander waiting on him?
He ain't going to throw no 200 yards.
You don't think?
Not with that defense, man.
I think it's going to be possible. I think it's going to be tough.
Y'all been seeing me ball play that defense?
Listen, I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under 300 total yards for well, no, that's not saying a whole lot. Is under 300 yards? That's 200 rushing. No, I'm gonna go under 200 and.
I posted it, but I'm balling like that 2000 rate.
I'm gonna go under 280 total yards for Kyler Murray tonight.
He went over there tonight. That's
because they can have 80 yard rushing, 200 yard pass, still win.
Oh,
they could.
No, I'm saying I'm going under from him.
Yeah, but that still ain't saying much.
But that's still a lot, though. I'm like, he would have to pass for 200 yards, rush for 80, or pass for 220, rush for 60. I'm going under 280 for him tonight.
You got to go under 200.
Total?
Yeah.
He can pass for 200 yards sitting
there. I don't know about that. Not against that defense.
Man.
I don't know.
It's a 2000 Raven defense.
It ain't so easy. No,
man. They playing lights out, baby.
Okay, so let's make this. Okay. Let's flip it to this right here. So let's set the benchmark at 250. Under or over 250 yards total for Kyler Murray tonight. Passing, rushing, all together.
I say under.
Under?
Yeah, I say under.
I'll go over. Okay. Because I said 280, but you're saying I'll go over 250.
Okay.
So y'all both say under, I say over.
I say
under. Total, that completes completions and rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
Bosa.
That defense is...
Listen, okay, let's break it down. So, Kyler Murray, over under 250 yards total. I say over. B.A. and Kenny Lee says under. Bosa.
Over 2 sacks.
Over under on 2 sacks.
Under.
Over. He getting 2 every game.
I say...
Monster. That ball look like a seasoned vet out there.
So, do we get a push out there if he gets straight at 2?
Yeah, he got a push.
So I'm going to say...
I'm going to say 2 or more. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to say 2 or less.
I'm saying 2 or more.
2 or less.
2 or less? All right. Why is Galvin not playing? I can see he's not playing. Where's he at? What happened to him in his offense?
Galvin?
Yeah.
That's the Bucks.
No, Goodwin.
Good. Oh, 10. For now?
Yeah.
Oh, nah, I don't know.
So, well, he wasn't playing or something like that. Quan Alexander for the 49ers. Over, under 8 tackles tonight.
Oh, he going over that. He allowed to have 56, that.
56, linebacker. Quan Alexander. Over, under 8 tackles.
Oh, he going to go over.
Over. A lot of dinking and dunking. Yeah, I think Quan Alexander has 10 tackles on primetime. That dude likes the spotlight, man.
Nah, he a monster.
He likes spotlight, man. Richard Sherman, over, under.
He'll get one.
One interception tonight.
He'll get one.
He probably get one pick tonight.
One.
Maybe one.
One.
That's an easy bet. Everybody going to say one or less, huh?
Yeah.
So I say, is Richard Sherman going to get a pick tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, he going to pick.
Yes?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. I'm like the young quarterback going to be scared of him. To get that away from him.
To the side.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. What's another prop that we can have in this game tonight? Mm-hmm. Rushing. Will the 49ers rush for 150 yards tonight?
No, they'll rush for 200.
I'm definitely going over 150. I'm going over 150.
That's what they've been killing.
Over 150 and...
They've been killing, man.
Will the Arizona Cardinals collectively rush for 100 yards tonight? I say no.
No. Nah, not 100. That'll be right there, about 70.
All backs, including the quarterback, 70. In reverses, I'm saying 70. Under 100.
They ain't going to get, they might not have 200 yards total.
That went on too.
So that's our props bets for tonight.
70.
For you bettors out there. What we got on the college football front, man? I hadn't even looked at it. Don't have time.
Who Bama playing?
Man, we don't care. We don't worry about them next week when they play LSU. The real big boys. Simple as that.
They're going to be LSU, too.
That's it, man. Like, share, subscribe. Dumpster Juice Radio, man. We'll catch y'all on the next one.
I saw my nigga with a brick on my wrist. Yeah, I spent 30 on this. Hope a nigga don't try to run real quick. Yeah, Steph Curry in a clip. Yeah, so after Gucci had to go and get Chanel. Man, Shamar did like a motherfucking player. Don't you ain't get ball to stand out from the square. I'm really in the game, baby. I'm a star player. The jean that I got on cost a cool pay. Like a mirror jean with a scratch on the side. Finish shirt on, get to match my fly. Hold a little bitch, don't kill my vibe. Drip like this. Never seen a bitch so deep like this. Double hand action and she spit when she twist. Never ever seen a freak beat like this. Big bang roll, baby, get it coming fitted. Never seen a young nigga so, so heavy. Fresh and all white like I'm on the way to heaven. $30,000 in my old school shit. Cut a little money, get to drip like this. Icebox drip my wrist. Walk up in the club and I drip on the beat. You know I'ma pee, I might